Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, brought to you on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read wrestling news site on the planet. I'm Matt Kuhn, and today we are talking about the NWA. Are they a thing? Today on Total Engagement. I watched the debut of the NWA new studio show, the old school style studio show, Power, on YouTube today. I want to give you my thoughts on it and also answer, is the NWA a thing or not? To ask if the NWA is a thing or not, it's not dismissive, or I don't mean it to be demeaning of the work that Dave Lagana and Billy Corgan have put in over the last couple years. They've worked hard. They've put a lot of time into it. It has been their full-time job, especially Lagana. And of course, they have some great people working there like Maureen. But I want to see if this is a thing for us wrestling fans. They've put in the time. They've built up the belt. They have the show. What did I think? Let me tell you. So first of all, when it comes in, it does bring back those old nostalgia feelings. When I saw it, I was almost like, I'm in right away. Because you had the NWA ring. You had the flags hanging up. You had the cameras there. It has that old school look. And it made me think, hey, this is something that could really thrive today. Cornette was fantastic, of course. The set, the aesthetic was 1,000%. The crowd was different than I was accustomed to watching the studio show as a kid, because it didn't surround the ring in three sides, just one side, and then it went up, which I think is something I can get used to. The thing that I was thinking, though, is I don't know if this means anything to anybody who didn't watch this style of wrestling in the past. For those of us who did, it's immediately like, okay, we're attached. But for the wrestling fans they probably want to get, which are ones that are going to continue to watch and get those advertising dollars, and also new wrestling fans, it probably does not mean anything to them, so that it's going to be judged on their own merit without that feeling of nostalgia. Now, for me, my feeling is for it to be successful, it needs to draw upon the elements that made those old studio shows successful. It shouldn't copy it note for note, but it should draw on those elements. And what were those elements now that I think about it? It was definitely squash matches. It was the promos, and all of that went towards making the stars look like stars. Mostly, though, in thinking about it, those studio shows were about anticipation. Anticipation for matchups. Anticipation for clashes. And wanting to see what was going to happen when these people that were seeing built up, these characters were seeing built up, finally face off for the first time. Those are the elements I think should be replicated if they want this studio to be successful, if it's truly going to exist as a microcosm in the wrestling universe, as it were. For me, the negatives of the show was that there's no anticipation because they're not leading to anything. They're telling a story in the studio show, which is kind of a new approach, I think, because I think in history, having the studio show was to promote the live shows and to promote pay-per-views that were coming up. Something else was that there was a little confusing booking from my standpoint, in that I don't think wrestling, even new wrestling shows, have to be pure exposition. They don't have to tell you everything about everybody, but you should have a clear idea of who the good guy is and who the bad guy is. And in a couple matches, like Eli Drake seemed to be a good guy, but he wrestled a Caleb Conley, who was like this upstart white meat babyface, who's a great wrestler. That was confusing. And in the main event, Aldis versus Tim Storm, it was confusing to me who I'm supposed to root for and who I'm not supposed to root for. To me, they also had too many announcers. The positives, of course, besides the aesthetic, was they have a ton of talent. They have Cornette. They have the nostalgia pop. And combined with, I think, would be the elements for success, as I said before, it could have a positive thing. Now, the biggest negative to me is that the studio show back in the day, right? You never saw Flair versus Dusty in the studio show. That big moment was going to take place somewhere else. It was not going to happen in this little tiny studio, because if it did, it would be kind of defined down. Instead of it being a microcosm of the bigger wrestling world that exists outside of the studio, it becomes the wrestling world. And when you see Dusty versus Flair in that little studio, it ends up being defined down and not seen as important. And that's kind of the way that I felt that the Tim Storm and Aldis match came off. I would have had either one of them or both of them do other stuff to make them look like stars. They have guys who can be stars, make them look like stars. Squash matches, vignettes. I get it. They had to have a big match to start it off, but maybe they didn't. I don't know if they would have had any more viewers if they would have had squash matches with Aldis and vignettes with Storm and leading up to that moment, whether on the show or not. You're not going to just get by on the aesthetics and the set and Cornette. They have to give us a reason to watch every single week. They have to give us a reason to watch next week. We need to be excited about what's coming up. There was no cliffhanger angle. There was just good wrestling and good characters, but there was no compelling reason why we needed to watch next week except, oh, we enjoyed that. Maybe we'll enjoy it again next week. This would be in direct contrast to what we saw with AEW last week, which they not only presented a show like NWA did that we said, okay, we might want to watch this next week, but they created angles, including the big new faction, including tag team tournament. Lots of reasons why we would want to tune in again. NXT did the same. They had a couple debuts, which made us wonder, hey, I wonder where Finn Balor fits in all this. I wonder where Johnny Gargano fits in all this. So, in conclusion, was it worth watching? Sure. Is it worth watching again? I'm not so sure. I'm going to wait back and hear if I hear some more good things about it. I might flip over and check it out once in a while, but I'm probably not going to go out of my way to see it. Is the NWA a thing? I think that still remains to be seen. Is the effort there? Absolutely. Hopefully they're able to integrate the elements that made the past studio shows good and make this one as successful as it can be. And that's it for me today. Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn. Go ahead and subscribe. And go ahead and subscribe on all your devices. If you have an iPad or an iPhone, our shows are small enough where they're not going to take up any room at all. Go ahead and download them. Keep it on there so you can listen to any one of our Total Engagements anytime you want. And make sure to tune in tomorrow because we're going to hit it again on Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn.